my assumption is, I mean, I always start with, you know, what we know. I mean, we know that there are some people in heaven that know some things about what's going on down on earth. We've got the martyrs in Revelation 6, how long, O Lord, before you bring judgment on those who murdered us. They know that he hasn't yet brought judgment, so they're aware that it hasn't happened yet, and that's why they're asking the question. They're aware of what's, I mean, they not only have memory of what's on earth, they know that certain things have happened and certain things have not happened. You have rejoicing in the presence of the angels over every sinner who repents. It's not rejoicing by the angels, it's rejoicing in the presence of the angels, who lives in the presence of the angels. God's people. So I think the very people who prayed for these people to convert, there is rejoicing in their presence. That's my son. That's my daughter. That's my mother, my father, my brother, my sister, my friend. And there's rejoicing over that. And I'm sure lots of people who don't know them rejoice too. And probably the angels rejoice as well. But certainly those, I think that's a picture of, you know, there's also the great cloud of witnesses in Hebrews 11 that can be interpreted a little differently than that, but they were witnesses in the past, and they're witnesses toward us through the way they lived. But I also think that stadium analogy of the former players from the field who are now retired, so to speak, and they're up and watching what's going on down on the playing field. So I think that There's that. So that being the case, so we know that sometimes it happens and it's not at all impossible. Could God have a good reason for it? And I think the answer is yes. I think it'd be very natural for people, you know, you could say, well, it's supernatural, but I mean, but the point is that people in heaven are not living in ignorance of what's going on down on earth. I mean, you see in the book of Revelation, the time is, this is happening, this is happening, this is happening, and so the Lord's going to return. Well, those are big things, but why not small things that are hugely meaningful? So, an example that we used is that both Nancy's mom and my mom died before our daughters were married. And Nancy's mom fairly shortly before our daughters were married. And my mom and her mom were close friends. But my mom died back in 1981, shortly after our second daughter was born. And I have often believed that, you know, my mom, grandma, was watching these kids, delighting in them, seeing them get baptized. And then when they got married, Nancy and I, you know, now that her mom was with the Lord and also with my mom, we just pictured our moms together in heaven delighting over, delighting over the weddings of our daughters and their husbands, two very godly men, and now all these years later, because that's been, wow, how many years they've been married now? 13, 14 years or whatever it's been. I just believe that's true. Now, I can't prove it, but I think there's every reason to believe it. And the other thing is, I think it's perfectly appropriate to say, okay, Lord, what is prayer? Prayer is when we ask God to do things, and a lot of them are not huge, life-changing things. They're just things that we would like and we would ask, that a child would ask of a father. I think it's perfectly appropriate to say, would you open heaven so that, you know, my grandfather or my friend or my mom, my dad, whoever could see this event? And I wouldn't surprise me at all. I would say God would answer that prayer, unless there was just some good reason we don't understand that he wouldn't. But my bet would be that he would. Again, you know, he is the father. I mean, just ask yourself, what would you do as a father if you had the power? Would you do that? Is that a big thing? That's a very small thing for God to do. And of course, if he has his reasons, he has his reasons, and that's fine. But otherwise, I would assume he probably will.